light up and take what's there. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution.
This Week in Radical History, for the week starting August 18th. Inspiration came from the Slingshot organizer, and radical info was found at the People's Calendar at the Daily Bleed website.
There is something going on in the ether.
The kids are now moving back into the street.
For every Martin they cut down, there must be 100 Martins to step into his shoes.
Debunking the myth that America was founded on religious freedoms, on August 18, 1634, Arbane Grandier is burned at the stake for being a witch. Also on August 18, 1941, in a letter to President Roosevelt, Representative John Dingell suggests incarceration of 10,000 Hawaiian Japanese Americans as hostages to ensure, quote, good behavior on the part of Japan, unquote. Also on August 18, 1977, South Africa, Steve Binko, a leading student apartheid resistor, was arrested in Port Elizabeth, later while in custody murdered. To quote Steve Binko, the most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. Lastly, for August 18, 1996, the prison population rises to nearly 1.6 million inmates, double the number of a decade ago, the Justice Department said. This Week in Radical History for August 19, 1503, Thou shall not kill. Well, tell that to Pope Alexander VI, who dies accidentally of poison intended for his guests. Also on this date in 1692 in the New World, five people, including the town's former minister, hung in Salem for witchcraft. There is a long list of religious persecution in New World, like the followers of Thomas Morton, who set up a trading colony upstate from the Puritans' Plymouth colony. This colony was much more successful than the Puritans' colony, for they actually treated the area natives as friends rather than hated heathens. Morton's colony had a live-and-let-live attitude, which included a monthly dancing around the Maypole Dance celebration. The Puritans could have none of that, and struck down Morton's colony, destroying it by force. The long, long line of religious persecution in New World not only included Morton's colony and supposed witches, but anyone not of the Puritans' faith, like Quakers, who were regularly forced out of the New World colonies. Yep, America's founded on religious freedom. True, as long as that religious is pious enough. Otherwise, they're destroyed by the evangelical zealots. Also on August 19, 1911, Mexican troops battle for the anarchist Zapatista-controlled cities. Also on that date in 1953 in Iran, troops overthrow liberal-leaning premier and put the pro-Western dictator in power in a coup directed by the CIA, all to protect the American interests. Also on that date in 1958, NAACP Youth Council begins sit-in at desegregated lunch counters in Oklahoma. Also on that date in 1971, H.R. Haldeman, President Nixon's hatchet man, orders an FBI investigation of CIA news correspondent Danielle Shore, who had analyzed the president's speech, quote, unfavorably, unquote. Lastly, on August 19, 1989, South Africa Nobel Peace Prize winner Bishop Desmond Tutu's are among hundreds of black demonstrators who are whipped and sandblasted by helicopters as they attempt to picnic on the white-only beaches near Cape Town. This Week in Radical History for August 20th, 150 years plus before the official founding of America, on this date in 1619, the first group of 20 African slaves land in Jamestown, Virginia. Also on August 20, 1886, sentences are handed down against the Haymarket trial defendants, found guilty despite obvious innocence. Seven anarchists are condemned to death. The hangings of the seven innocent men will take place on November 11, 1887. Lastly, for August 20, 1998, U.S. cruise missiles pound targets in Sudan and Afghanistan and accidentally in Pakistan, targeting pharmaceutical industry factories, maker of anti-malaria and veterinarian drugs. Cruise missiles precisely target and destroy the factories. Quote, there is no sanctuary for terrorists and no limit to the resolve to defend American citizens and our interests, or our ideals of democracy and laws, unquote, says Clinton's U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen. Still later, the U.S. finally confessed that it erred in claiming that the plant was manufacturing and storing nerve gas or any link to Osama bin Laden, as was previously stated. Oops, my bad. This week in Radical History for August 22nd, I only got a couple items. 1692, 8 more persons hung in Salem, Massachusetts, charged with witchcraft. Also on August 22nd, 1968, Remy Davis tells Chicago city officials it would be, quote, suicide, unquote, not to allow demonstrators during the Democratic National Convention to sleep in city parks. Tomorrow, Officer Friendly posts 11 p.m. curfew signs in park trees at Lincoln and Grand Parks. The whole world will be watching the Chicago police beating and gassing everyone and everybody they can get their hands on. Lastly, for August 22nd, 1972, police arrest 891 over 2 days as thousands of anti-war protesters disrupt the Miami Beach Convention of the Republican Party. This week in Radical History for August 23rd, 1500 New World, Christopher Columbus, accused of mistreatment of natives in Haiti, is arrested and sent back to Spain in chains. Could have threw him overboard and saved us a lot of trouble. Also on August 23rd, 1911, Ishi, last member of a Stone Age tribe in America, is discovered in California. For a great book about Ishi coming out of the wilderness into the white world, see the book Ishi of Two Worlds. Also on August 23rd, 1917, riots occur in Houston, Texas, when the 24th Infantry seeks revenge to the city's white police after a brutal beating of two black regimental soldiers. After 2 hours of violence, 15 whites, including 4 policemen, are killed and 18 more are injured. 4 soldiers died. 118 soldiers are charged in connection with the riots, and 19 are executed, most in almost total secrecy, in one of the most infamous court-martials ever involving African Americans. More short items for August 23rd, 1946. 3 white men are fined $10 in Collins, Mississippi, for the attempted rape of 3 black women at gunpoint. And justice for all. Also on that date in 1962, always with a hard-on for Castro, JFK administration approves a massive covert sabotage effort against Cuba. Lastly, for August 23, 1996, today the net worth of the world's 358 richest people equal the combined income of the poorest 45% of the world's population. That's 2.3 billion people. Once again, way back in 1996, and it's gotten worse since then, 358 people have as much wealth as 2.3 billion people. Lastly, for this week in Radical History, I only have one item for August 24th, 1967. Abbie Hoffman and Jerry Rubin throw 300 $1 bills from the balcony onto the floor of the New York Stock Exchange to disrupt business as usual. It worked, creating instant bedlam as people scramble for the bucks. Hoffman received a master's degree in psychology from the University of California at Berkeley and is a co-founder of the Youth International Party, YIP, tried in the Chicago 7 trial, author of several books including Steal This Book and Revolution for the Hell of It. He committed suicide in 1989. To quote Abbie Hoffman, "Sacred cows make the best hammer."
They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
This has been This Week in Radical History, produced out of the Glee Glee Studios. Special welcome to another station airing this weekly ditty. Welcome to listeners of KQRP 106.1 FM, Salida, California. A reminder what anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman once said, if voting ever really changed anything, they would have made it illegal. So until next week's This Week in Radical History, as always and forever, I'm yours in a struggle, Mike Cannon.
First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. You're worried that I just might win. You know the way to stop me. but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music. Remember me, I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
I'd be entertained for a minute that powerful people might get together and have a plan. Doesn't happen. You're a kook. You're a conspiracy buff. So, you know, the only way you cure that, death, bloodshed. I don't advocate it, but I see that it's really the only answer.